Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN, segment number 3 on the way next. And we're talking Stuff the Bus coming up this Saturday here in Manhattan. We've got a couple guests joining us to talk about that. It's a partnership here with Manhattan Broadcasting, the Cons United Way, and we have CEO Tara Clausen on to join us to talk about that. Tara, good morning.
Good morning.
We also have Tracy Emery, who is with the USD 383 Fit Closet, I believe a director or?
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning. Pleasure to have you both on. It's this is a wonderful event that we've been involved with here at KMAN for a long time, and looking forward to it. I think this is going to be my third year participating in this. So what a wonderful event. Let's tell the folks kind of what's going on and the times here.
Yeah, Tracy, join in. I certainly don't want to jump in, but excited to invite the public to come out and support those students in our school district. And I'll let Tracy explain how we work with those families who can benefit from the experience. But visit with, I think you guys will be there, Brandon, K-State Credit Union. Myself, Tracy, we'll have some volunteers out there, but really invite the public to come out and see us do a little shopping, maybe a little extra shopping beyond yourself to donate to those children so that they have full backpacks to start the school year off in the most positive way possible.
Yeah, so we are the recipients of all of those donations that stuff the bus on Saturday. We being the Fit Closet, and we serve all students in the geographic boundaries of USD 383 who might qualify for free or reduced fees. So last year was an odd year, as everyone knows, and so enrollment numbers were down, as were free and reduced numbers. So we're sort of taking a shot in the dark and anticipating serving somewhere above 900 to 950 students. That's what we served last year, and the numbers seem to be pretty consistent across the years. This will be my fourth year with the Fit Closet as the director, so I feel like numbers for 4 years have been consistent, so we'll stick with that.
All right.
That's a large number of students who need school supplies that will receive them then because of the community's generosity, and they'll receive those for free.
That's great. And, you know, there's a list at stuffthebusmhk.com, and you can take a look at it. So you go shopping. I see a lot of needs here for backpacks specifically, as well as a lot of other things, spiral notebooks, pocket folders, those kind of things. But, backpack's a good place to start probably.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And I would say over the course of my time, it's been probably one of the lower donated items because it's more fun. At least it is for me when I go shopping, to feel like I'm buying lots of things for lots of kids. And so if your budget's $20, that's one backpack versus potentially 40 or 50 boxes of crayons. So it's at the top of the list of needs because it's one of the fewer donated products.
All right. Keep that in mind here if you're going out shopping Saturday. Well, again, we'll be out in front of Walmart there with the K-Man crew and folks from B104, 101.5 K-Rock, Sunny 102.5, and Z96.3. We're all involved here with this, and it's a great event. For those who can't, or maybe they don't want to go out and shop, they want to maybe do a monetary donation. How is that being done this year?
Yeah, so last year with COVID, obviously, and our opportunities to keep our community members safe, we created a way for those who want to support online with a cash donation through credit card or debit card, PayPal, through our website. So that link is on Cons United Way's website. I know Tracy has shared it on Fit Closet's Facebook. It is on the Stuff the Bus website that we have. So if you aren't able, if you're out of town and you aren't able to do your shopping this weekend, or you just are still at a place where you're not doing a lot of shopping physically at the store, but would like to support, we encourage you to do that. What we'll do is take inventory of all the generosity and supplies we receive on Saturday between 10 and 3, So the physical items that are donated, we'll take some inventory, and then we'll use the donations that come to United Way to kind of cut into the difference of what we still need for supplies. And then we work with a local business here in town to make those purchases and get that information and items delivered to Tracy. So as they put those backpacks together for the students, they have them before the day of distribution.
Mm-hmm. Last year being the first year to do that online giving platform, it was incredibly beneficial to know that there was a little bit of money there, actually quite a lot of money there in that pot after the maiden voyage of the giving platform, to know that we could then buy what we were missing. Lots and lots of three-ring binders were delivered to the school using the monies that were donated to purchase them.
Wonderful.
Brandon, last year, that gift, this opportunity was about just under about a $10,000 gift to our local students and community. That's a combination of the value of the in-kind donations that are given. So those individuals who are actually making the purchases at Walmart and dropping them off with us at the bus on Saturday, and the actual donations that came through the online giving site. Again, last year it was just under $11,000. So it's a huge day. It's a wonderful show of our community support of our education initiatives and our students in our community. And we're grateful for it. So any way that people can get involved, if you'd like to volunteer your time, we're still, we would still welcome volunteers who would like to be out there for, you know, even an hour of time helps us make sure that we have greeters to pick up supplies from those who've made the purchases, make sure we have greeters who can give the school supply list out to the shoppers, help us with the inventory and load into boxes and get them into the school bus. So we have a local Boy Scout troop who is recruiting volunteers and will help us on Saturday, but I really encourage people in our community to get involved in whatever way they can, whether it's actual shopping, whether it's a donation or volunteering on Saturday. Just let us know.
All right. Great event.
What's the best way for people to let you know that they would like to volunteer?
We have, you're welcome to give me a call at my office, 785-776-3779. We do have an event on our website where you can RSVP and let me know. So just a combination, just let me know. So I have an idea of the window of time that you'd like to volunteer, if you'd like to donate your time to the effort. Again, it's usually a pretty warm day. And so the opportunity to have volunteers so that people can take a break and cool off is always welcome. So we encourage people to be a part.
It's a great event. It's the 14th annual event. We'll be outside Walmart this Saturday, again, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about the partnership with the USD 383 Fit Closet, Tracy. And for those that may be new to the community and don't have an awareness of what you guys do out there, how you support the school district.
Sure. So the Fit Closet is 100% based on donations. So we do not have an annual budget. We do not receive any monies from the school district other than my part-time salary. So everything that comes into the Fit Closet as a donation is what we then use to provide for families in need. So aside from school supplies, which right now we are neck deep, maybe forehead deep in school supply season, but after that wraps up, we are open for appointment only shopping for families to come in, and they are able to find then shoes and school appropriate clothing, linens, and then our school supplies also stay there at the Fit Closet once the event wraps up on July 30th, which is actually when we give out the school supplies. So if families aren't able, or we have new families move into the community throughout the school year, we do have school supplies then available for families to access, aside from our central registration, which is the 30th.
I think the clothing component's a big thing, because there's probably a lot of need for that, mm-hmm. and especially when you get into the winter months.
Sure. Yeah. So right now we have all of our winter coats stocked away in bins that will come out, usually middle of October or so, right before the, hopefully before the snow flies. And then families, when they come in, are able to access whatever they need. So we have things from newborn sizes all the way up through adult, as large as you can go. We support the whole family. So we don't necessarily invite and ask for non-school age clothing, but we do accept things because we have younger siblings in the homes that would benefit from some clothing as well. And then parents don't have to spend that money out of their family budget to provide.
Yeah. One of the gems of our community is that Fit Closet. I hear so many good things about it. So kudos to the work you guys are doing out there.
That's encouraging. Thank you.
Tara, is there anything else we should let folks know here this morning?
No, I guess I just leave it with we'll be at Walmart here in Manhattan from 10 to 3 on Saturday. Encourage shoppers to come out and make a difference for our local school children. Encourage those who would prefer to make a gift online or give your time and come help us stuff the bus. So,
absolutely. Stuffthebusmhk.com. That's the website where you can see the school supply list and, again, check it out this Saturday out in front of Walmart. Thanks also to K-State Credit Union for helping with this in addition to Cons United Way and the USD 3D3 Fit Closet. Tracy, Tara, it was great talking to you. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us, Brandon.
That's going to wrap up segment number 3, and Focus continues in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.